This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
HarperCollins presents Start Again, How We Can Fix Our Broken Politics by Philip Collins. Read by Philip Collins. Prologue, The Political Virtues. A Political Home. Sir Robert Peel died a fated man. On the 10th of July, 1850, 8 days after he fell from his horse to a sudden death, a public meeting in the courthouse at Bury Town Hall resolved to erect a monument as a memorial to our eminent townsman. A testimonial committee was appointed, and £2,700 was crowdfunded from 2,000 contributors. An exhibition was staged in February 1851 for the public to inspect the mooted statuettes, busts, and architectural designs. Though the venue forbade entry to persons in clogs, the working people of Bury ran up the steps in their stockinged feet, close to 15,000 of them, to see the designs. Much the same number attended the inauguration of Edward Hodges Bailey's finished statue on the 8th of September 1852, in the company of Sir Robert's son, Frederick Peel, MP for Bury. Robert Peel was held in such esteem because he was thought to have spoken plainly in the hope of improving the condition of the people. Can anybody imagine today the stocking-footed legions rushing to the municipal hall?